At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
What up?
Hi.
What's going on?
Hi, Stavi. Okay, so basically I went on a date with this guy last week, and it was only supposed to be like a coffee and like movie kind of thing. But then it went really well, so we spent like all day together, and like he invited me to this punk show, and I met all of his friends. And then it was like a do you want to stay over kind of thing. And I was like, yeah, because, you know, whatever. So then, you know, sex happened and whatever.
You think you're
and
in a fucking indie movie? The fuck are you doing? You think you're in an indie movie? What the fuck are you doing spending all day with this motherfucker?
Dude, I know, but the vibes were good.
All right. Whatever. Keep going.
Anyway,
sorry.
Okay, yeah. So then we hang out, whatever. I leave. And then 2 days later, we have plans to hang out again. And he wanted to do like something chill and just like hang at the house. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So we like watched a movie and got some Taco Bell and it was chill. But he was like low-key like on his phone a lot, which I thought was kind of weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah, also he has like that thing set up on his phone where like it uses Face ID to open like his apps. So people like can't get into his apps, which is fair, I guess. Also, he's 35.
And how old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay.
One more question. I wonder what ethnicity is this guy?
Oh, he's a Greek guy. That's why I need
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Yeah, and he's from Flushing. And
I was like, why is Eldis asking this race question with such confidence? I was like, what the fuck is this? You had prior info, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, 30, I forgot to mention that.
So you're trying to turn me against a 35-year-old Greek piece of shit who dates girls in their mid-20s? Oh, this is a tough one for me morally. I have to recuse myself from this question.
I will say, though, I really like him. Like, I just don't know, like... Yeah. Is there something I should be doing, especially, like, he's super Greek. Like, is there something I should be doing that maybe, like, I don't know, that I'm not doing that would make him, I don't know, wife me up maybe?
No, you're already in trouble if that's how you're thinking after two dates.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been like a week, first of all. So.
I know, okay, the vibes were good, and I respect that, but you can't chase the high of those vibes either, right? Because like that is one date. Sure, it was all day, and it was actually probably like, it was essentially four dates, if not five dates in one day. But like, it was one date, and then when there's such a steep drop-off in date quality that fast, that is a big red flag to me personally, right? Like, to me, this guy might just be somebody who's good at woo, you know, like, he's, and I identify with this, good at the job interview, horrible at the job. That might be who this guy is. You know what I mean? It might be the kind of thing where, this sucks because clearly you hit it off. You're smitten by this guy. And, you know, like I said, he comes from great genetic stock. you're right to think this. But I would, my general advice right now is pump the brakes a little bit. As good as that date was, you gotta like average out these. You like him enough to keep seeing him, right?
Yeah. Well, we were supposed to hang out tonight and then he canceled on me.
Bad sign. I hate to hit you with some real shit here, but it's like that's another bad sign. And you kind of have to, and look, whatever, people cancel, what it's fine. If you see him again and the third date is good, I think it's like in the third date is good, I think that buys him another one, but it's like if he's already kind of taking you for granted, like if you have this magical, he might just be a fucking a middle-aged male manic pixie dream boy here, where it's like you he hooked you with this awesome kind of like fairy tale first date, and then he's fucking, you know, he's you're eating cheesy gordita crunches and he's fucking sexting with his face app while you're in the bathroom. You know what I mean? Like that's a big drop off. That's a huge drop off.
Yeah.
So don't you cannot go at it with this like how do I impress this guy shit, because he's clearly whatever scumbag. I'm like Jesus Christ. I have to. This is like Elder's just. This is a paid actor. You gave her this, so I would change the way I live my life.
Yeah, no, like, I don't give a fuck.
He does listen to the show, so eventually,
oh, nice.
He will probably hear this.
Interesting.
Oh, also, he has your calendar in his room, and we had sex next to it.
Bad sign. Bad yeah, sign. Yeah.
Get out. But look, all that's all I would say is like. Just, you don't want to be, you are still in the fact-finding stage of this. You like him enough to keep seeing him, right? I'm not saying break it off with this guy. I'm just saying you can't be in the how do I make this guy date me, because you're not even sure you want this guy to date you yet. You shouldn't be anyway, right? Like, he's got to earn it a little bit, and you also have to stand up for yourself enough that if it's a couple weird dates in a row, or even if it's just hot and cold and uneven, and like he just kind of takes you for he's great one day and he's bad another day. These are bad signs, and you have to like stand up for yourself enough to get out of a relationship like that. And like that's why those first dates are always, if something is way too good, way too fast, it's like it's either the best thing of all time, and that's what you're hoping. You're hoping you just are having a whirlwind romance. That's already gone if we followed up with Taco Bell on a cancellation last minute. So that's done. This ain't, you're not telling, you know, that first date is in the rear view quite. Now, he can make up for it if he's just great from here on out, then I'll eat my words. Am I betting on that? Not exactly. Yeah. But like, so yeah, that's before we get into how do you fucking convince he's a 35-year-old Greek guy from Flushing. Does he live with his fucking parents still too?
No, he moved out, but he, like, lives in a basement.
Right. I'm going to guess he moved out. And let me see the fucking lease. Who owns that fucking basement is another question. Is it his parents? That's a Greek Queens thing a lot, is they move, but it's just a unit their parents own. But, yeah, so that's another thing. It's like, let's respect ourselves enough to fully decide if this person has earned you wanting them in your life full time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there you go. I'm sorry to have to give you a little, sorry to just come at you with the harsh truths, but that's how
it goes. Here's sometimes. A franker way to put it. Like, especially
franker than that. You think I was too fucking gentle, you motherfucker? Go ahead.
Yeah. I think that was plenty gentle, but continue.
Yeah. I mean, I think like, you know, with a guy like this, he does probably sound like kind of like a shitbag, kind of. Yeah. I mean, he's 35 going to punk shows. That's like, yeah, worst case scenario, he is kind of like a, you know, manic pixie boy like Stav said. Best case scenario, he's just like charismatic. But either way, especially with like, you know, there's like a 9-year age gap here. It's like, you know, the way to lock a guy like this down will not be to like press on make me your girlfriend.
Right.
The girls who get ahead, like, you just gotta stay down that for is, like a long time. And
is, know, it wor- is it worth it is the question. You're right. You're actually right. Yeah. Again, I'm thinking about what works on me, and that's absolutely true.
You gotta stay down for, unfortunately, a long time. Yeah. And you know, if it is worth it, and if it's not like demeaning to you,
totally.
But yeah, this guy will definitely not respond to getting pressed on on what are we like 3 weeks in.
You're probably, yeah, you're right about that.
No, for sure. I'm willing to, like, you know, wait it out, obviously, and like see what's the vibes, but yeah, I don't know. It's just weird after the second date and then the canceling today. But we are supposed to hang out on Sunday, so
okay,
we'll see.
Well, hey, you know, you're still fact-finding, and stay in it as long as it feels good for you. But be honest about when it feels good. Because if it stops, you have to be honest with yourself. And just and don't think about what potentially could be. Judge him on what has actually happened. That's a huge one for a guy like this. I really I really feel bad putting this information. This is just every girl breaks up with me right now. I get like four texts after this. After this fucking.
Also, I will say he's like really hot. I just need to say that quickly before.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. Obviously, that's why. Yeah. That's why he gets to behave this way. He had to have something. Sure. I assumed he's not a comedian. You know, he's not a very good comedian. You know, he's got to be either talented or hot to behave this way.
Yeah. Amen.
All right. Well, good luck, sister.